The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings, good afternoon, welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. The war in the Gaza Strip, now the battle along the Lebanese border of Lebanon, Syria, has now involved itself in the escalation and the expansion of the war against Israel by the terrorist groups. And soon, the nation of Jordan will be involved. This war is in the book of Psalms, chapter 83. The coming war with Russia and Persia, or Iran, Ethiopia, Libya, out of North Africa, Turkey, other Soviet nations will follow this war probably next summer. It is in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38 and 39. It is a clear description of Russia. Russia must be powerful economically, militarily, diplomatically. Russia will have a group of friendly nations that will come with her to a future battle. But before that battle, this war that is taking place in Israel presently will continue to, like a forest fire, it is going to rapidly become more intense along the northern border. The terrorist groups will continue the attack on Israel. Very shortly, within the West Bank, the area that is ruled by Mahmoud Abbas, he's a kind of the head of the Palestinian people, supposedly, or that initiative. He is yet to condemn Hezbollah for the attacks on Israel. He won't, because he is part of it. I had stated during the program yesterday, out of Psalm 83, and there was one segment at the bottom of this, well, probably about 2:40, somewhere in there. I didn't turn on the board, and so that segment was dead. But in that segment, I presented, though you didn't hear it, that in the book of Psalms, it stated that there was a conspiracy against the nation of Israel by all of Israel's enemies in the whole surrounding area, not just Gaza, but in Lebanon, in Syria, Damascus, and to some degree in Jordan. And according to the interpretation in the book of Psalms, this war was being planned for years. And it was a conspiracy plans were being laid out to destroy Israel, not just to attack, but to literally wipe them off the face of the earth. And according to Psalm 83, it was an attack against God himself directly and against his people. It was a twofold attack against the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the Jewish people. And I had stated that it had been, this plan had been behind the scenes for at least a couple of years, maybe 3, maybe 4 years, according to what it says in Psalm, in the book of Psalms. And today, I was going through some articles, and I think I found this article out of the dailymail.co. The dailymail.com. Senior Hamas official says the terror attack on Israel was planned for 2 years, and less than 5 leaders knew the full details, as he claims Putin appreciates the assault because it divides America's attention from Ukraine. This was out of the Daily Mail today. So, a Hamas official, Ali Baraka, he explained how long the terror organization had been working, planning the attack on Israel. Like I stated yesterday, they were stockpiling for at least the last 2 years. Not just Gaza, but Lebanon, Syria, and in present-day Jordan to some degree. Inside Israel in the West Bank and other areas in central Israel. The munitions were coming from all over the world. It began with Afghanistan when we vacated Afghanistan and left all the armaments behind. That was the beginning of the program to arm these areas around Israel. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, the podcast, 1360KHNC.com.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have 2 locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Time has come today. Young hearts can go that way. Can't put it off another day. I don't care what others say. They think we don't listen anyway. Time has come today.
Okay, so they have been planning this for a couple of years. Now, according to this top official, he says that in this interview to Arab News Channel, that prior to the terrorist organization's massacre of Israel last Saturday, fewer than five Hamas leaders knew about the attack. Less than five. And he said also, another point, is that the one thing that every Palestinian desires the most is to be martyred for the sake of Allah, defending his land, according to this spokesman. According to his name was Ali Baraka. This is the spirit of the Hamas terrorists. They are willing to die for the sake of Allah. This kind of a war is satanic. Of course, all wars are satanic. And Christ said in Matthew 24 and also in Luke that the disciples asked him, what is going to be the sign of the end? And he said there are going to be wars and rumors of wars. We have now gone beyond rumors. We are now in the wars that precede Christ's return. In the book of Matthew chapter 24, starting from about verse 3 all the way to the end of the chapter, it describes the last decade before Christ's return. The last 10 years. One thing that will have to happen in that 10-year period is Russia will have to become a great empire. Another thing, America will begin, the demise of America will begin, economically, politically. Also, Israel will have a war that is spoken of in many verses in the Old Testament, talked about by many of Israel's prophets. Jeremiah, Isaiah talks about the Damascus War, when Damascus is destroyed, which is going to happen shortly. Zephaniah chapter 2 talks about the war in Gaza. And this war, when it's over, Israel will once again control completely that whole area that is known presently as the Gaza Strip. Israel will have access to the Mediterranean from Egypt all the way up to Lebanon. The women and children in the Gaza area, Egypt doesn't want to relocate them into Egypt. The Arab nations do not want these people. These people are a problem. They have been radicalized with extreme Islam. And I had stated yesterday that the Islam and the different the factions of Islam in the Arab nations are going to be a big problem for these Arab nations. For all of them, for all of the nations in the UAE, Saudi Arabia, because you can't control these people. This is written, this is in the scripture, it's in the Bible. Islam is a relatively young religion. It is not as old as Judaism or even Christianity. It's 1500 years old, I don't remember exactly. It's a relatively new religion. It was patterned after the writings of Moses to a degree. An eye for an eye, etc. But it has a different religious worship. The Bible says it will happen. There will be in the time, in the last decade, this great religion, if you want to call it great, this religion will be a plague to all the nations of the world where the followers of Muhammad live. And those followers of Muhammad, the Muslims that don't go along with the writings of Muhammad, they also will be martyred, along with all the other infidels. It's in the Bible. We can't stop it. Christ said it would happen. They are in the United States of America. Attacks are going to begin in this country like this country's never seen. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. Even Antichrist won't be able to control these people. In Europe, all the nations of Europe, all through the Middle East, Saudi Arabia, they are right now trying to find a way to de-escalate the conflict in Israel, because the extreme terrorists in Saudi Arabia, Qatar, all these nations are going to force their governments to stand with them in the destruction of Israel. It's in the Bible. In the book of Revelation chapter 6, there is one of the riders of the pale horse, kind of a greenish-blue horse to some degree. It represents many different things, and one of the things it represents is Islam. It's the religious aspect to the four horsemen of the apocalypse. It doesn't represent just war. It doesn't represent just plagues or famine, but it actually represents a religion. And the religions, the great coming religion, the religion of Antichrist, the worship of the Antichrist, is going to be also a religion that we're going to see in this country rise up. The anti-God, Antichrist religion. Internationally, all of this is in the Bible. Like this song, "Time Has Come Today." Christ said that in the last decade, these signs will take place to warn the people of the world that the sin of man, the sins of man, the sins of the wicked people, the sins of the God-hating people, sins of the people who hate their fellow man, are going to just begin to cause so much, problems internationally with no resolution. So this is why Israel has made the decision. They are in a battle. This is not just to win a war, like we understand war. No, this is not that. This is much different. This is a religion that will wipe out all of the Jewish people, beginning in Israel and then throughout the world. This is the beginning. This is what this spirit, this religion is all about. Not only to the children of Israel, not just death to them, but to the infidels as well throughout the nations of the world. It's just begun. It's going to get worse. Israel is fighting for its very existence. Now, Benjamin Netanyahu, in the United States of America, we have a baby boom generation individual who was president and in power for 4 years, Donald Trump. During that 4 years of Donald Trump being in the Oval Office, this nation was blessed. Once he was kept from resuming his position as president, the curse on America began. Vladimir Putin, Donald Trump is a baby boom generation individual. Vladimir Putin is also a Russian baby boom generation individual. According to the Bible, he was a great He is a great individual, agree with him or not, with the Russia or not, but he was put in, that's his name, put in by God to make Russia the nation that it must be in the time that we're in presently. He is the president that is going to, I believe, bring Russia down to the Middle East to go to war against Israel with other nations. Benjamin Netanyahu. Benjamin Netanyahu is also an Israeli baby boom generation person. He was born in 1949. He's going to be 50. This month, he will be 74 years old. It was 50 years ago that the Yom Kippur War took place at Sukkot, and it happened 50 years later. God is speaking to the world, to the people of the world, and with this 50th anniversary, with this war beginning again, this is the beginning of the fulfillment of Psalm 83, Zephaniah chapter 2, Isaiah chapter 17, Jeremiah 47, many other scriptures. There are many scriptures in Ezekiel. Ezekiel 38 and 39 will take place here within this coming year when Russia is destroyed. This is the beginning. God is telling the world is in the last 9 years before he returns. At the and in Matthew chapter 24, one of the signs would be there would be a time of sorrow and birth pains. The earth is about ready to give birth to something. The earth, the world is about ready to give birth to what the Christian people have been talking about for 2,000 years, a time of tribulation. A seven-year period of tribulation on the earth. At the end of that tribulation, there would be the wrath of God. All these bowls and seals in the book of Revelation will be poured out upon mankind. But in that seven-year period, it will be broken. It will be two halves, 3.5 years for the first half, 3.5 years for the second half. But before that 7 years begins, two great prophecies have to take place. Israel must eliminate all of the threat of the terrorists around the nation of Israel in Gaza, Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, the nation of Jordan. Also, the threat within the nation in the West Bank. And also in the heart of Israel along the northern part of Jerusalem. This war will be won by Israel. I don't think it's going to be a three-month war. I don't see it going longer than that. We'll be back. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, the podcast for the program 1360. KHNC.com. We'll return and continue the visit.
Tune in Saturday mornings from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360, for the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Topic focus, guests from across the country, and answering your garden questions. That's Saturdays, 11 to noon. Catch the replay Sundays, 4 to 5 p.m.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
The Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale is going on now. Choose from thousands of carry-out-sized trees that are easy to handle and easy to plant. While supplies last, buy the first tree at regular price and mix or match a second tree for only 50 cents. Thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, fruit trees, evergreen trees, ornamental trees, and more. Also, huge savings on shrubs and perennials.
You come take see. I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360KHNC.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
So, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but I have to tell you the truth. Islam is at war with the world. And it's in the Bible, Revelation chapter 6, the pale horse. The pale horse is death, disease, many different things, but also it is Islam. It is religion of Islam. Revelation 13 is the religion of Antichrist. So these religions, as well as the armies of the world, you're going to have nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, ethnos against ethnos, race against race, ethnic wars all over the world, and you're going to have a religious wars. Antichrist, if he's not worshipped, you will be beheaded. If you don't take the mark of the beast, you will be beheaded. With Islam, it is radical. There is radical Islam. Many of the Muslim people have suffered and have died at the hands of radical Islam. This one aspect of Islam that is very unforgiving in everything. Hamas calls for Global Day of Jihad on Friday the 13th. Exclamation point. The Bible says Christ said it would happen in the decade before his return. Islam would go to war with Israel to wipe out every Jewish person in Israel and everywhere throughout the world and all of the infidels. The Palestinian Hamas terror group known as Hamas has called on Muslims worldwide to stage a day of jihad or holy war on Friday, October the 13th, coincidentally a date that resonates with the horror movies and the upcoming Halloween holiday. The Muslim people do not know and understand that in Islam there is Satanism, there is witchcraft. Many of the leaders of Islam are Freemasons. They are in secret societies. They worship the devil. They practice Satanism. I'm just telling everyone the truth. It is known in Islam, but it is not talked about. So this is a call on this holy war, or a holy war, a jihad, internationally. Years ago, I met a young man, this is back in the 90s, who was a radical Islamic terrorist. And he lived in Denver, and he was angry. He hated everything. He hated the United States. He hated the white people. He hated the Jewish people. He hated the Muslim people that were not as given to Islam as he was. The company that he was working for, they had to fire him. They had to get him out of the store. I don't know what happened to him. Now, there's a, let's see, where was that article I just had? Also, the Israeli defense minister, he stated, because Islam has made it clear, they are looking forward to being martyrs in their war against the Jewish people. So, Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, he told the troops that were getting ready to go into the Gaza Strip, he said, quote, "We have abolished all rules of war. Our soldiers will not be held responsible for anything. There will be no military courts." And then the article says even Adolf Hitler didn't go that far. Well, Adolf Hitler was at war with the Jews, with the nations. But Adolf Hitler wasn't fighting for his very existence. He wasn't fighting to keep from being exterminated off the face of the earth. So Gallant said that all the rules of war have been abolished. These people will die to destroy you, and they won't. There will be no consequences for them. This is war for your very existence. And this is exactly what the Bible says. And in Psalm 83, it even states, they are coming to wipe us off the face of the earth, that the name of Israel will never be mentioned again. This is how clear that God made, this is how clearly the prophet was how he viewed and how he prophesied what God was telling him to speak. That Israel, the name, would never be mentioned any longer. Now, there are many that are ranting, they are screaming, they are in an uproar. They are just jumping up and down. They're hell-bent on the support to keep any support from this country to Israel. Well, like I have stated in the last 3 days, the Bible says that America will support Israel from its birth to the time of our invasion in the next probably 5-6 years. Even less than that. Well, let's say 5 or 6. It says in the scripture that America will be the nation that brings Israel out of the womb and into the world after 1900 years. And America, according to the scripture, will keep Israel protected from the wrath of all of Islam, any terrorist group, doesn't matter what country they come from. Yes, America will let them, you might say, suffer, but America will protect Israel from being annihilated, because America is going to occupy Israel in about the last 5 years before Christ returns, 4 years. So, for those that are offended that this country would give even one penny to Israel, you have to understand what the Bible says. Israel will be protected by this country. And Israel will be funded financially, protected to a degree diplomatically, will also be armed. We sent these Boeing aircraft over, military aircraft, to deliver more of the Iron Dome missiles. The Bible says we have to do it. And the terrorists bombed the airport, the runways. They're going to try to continue to do that. It's okay. These runways, they don't need to be concrete for these planes. These planes can land on dirt. They'll land on gravel. They can land on anything. Those tires aren't going to pop. America will support Israel. On the other side, in America's interests, we have our interests. We must protect ourselves. America Empire will protect itself from any group in the Middle East that becomes too strong. Even Iran. We're going to be back. We'll continue in just a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez.
I've learned to stand with people that are in the storm and have courage. You know, there's a man out there other than President Trump and just a few others that have really proven their mettle in the furnace. It's Mike Lindell. You're not going to get better towels, better sheets, better slippers, better beds, better hundreds of products made in America anywhere. It's ridiculous how high quality it is, how ridiculous the prices are low.
Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
On MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price is $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC. In addition to this special anniversary offer on the MyPillows, you will also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products such as bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-948-8229 and use promo code KHNC to take advantage of Mike's special offer on his MyPillow. That's MyPillow.com, promo code KHNC, or call 800-948-8229.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Optimistic about the way that things are going.
No, I never ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm proud of my business. That is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts, help you get by.
Okay. So, I have a couple of points here that I want to continue with. Henry Kissinger, you know, speaking of the Hamas calling for a global day of jihad, here's what Henry Kissinger had to say concerning the EU, these idiots. Okay? He said that the European people aren't the smartest people. He said, the EU has ruled to open their borders to allow people coming from different cultures and religious concepts to occupy their nations. So he basically calls them the not the smartest people. And the nations in this country, the people in this nation, are definitely not the smartest people either. But the problem is, see, they have to obey what God says. America will become so corrupt internally and so sick and so cancerous that they will be mad. They will believe that for their purpose of world hegemony, to keep control of world hegemony, world order, to control the world, and to bring in a new world order, what you do is you open up the doors and let as many people come in as possible to cause chaos, confusion, and destroy the culture, destroy the economy, destroy anything that was at one point enjoyable and valuable. So we're not the smartest people either, but Jeremiah chapter 21, everything is in the Bible. Everything's in the Bible when most people don't want to hear that. But one thing, that God is sovereign. God knows that in the heart of mankind, people want to know the future. You want to know, you want to have the best counsel. You want to make the best decisions. You're going to go buy a new car. You'll spend time to search out the different models to see what's best for you, what will work for you. And people want to know the future because they want to know how to invest. They want to know if they're going to have, you know, income, a job, employment. So God uses that. People don't want to believe in the Bible, but if there's something in the Bible that will help them see what is best to help them, they'll listen. The people that are not Christians know that a cashless society is coming. The people who don't know the Bible, they know that there's an Armageddon that is coming. The people that don't know the Bible know that the children of Israel have always been an enemy of mankind. And Henry Kissinger, he states that these European nations are not the smartest people. And the leaders of this country are mad. They're not the smartest people either. They are fulfilling prophecy. God is going to punish this country for the sinfulness of what we have become. Sinful like Sodom and Gomorrah. We are a sinful nation. We are a lawless nation. The politicians in the Old Testament, you had the leaders of the cities. They were responsible and would be punished by God if they didn't take their duty seriously, if they became corrupt by taking bribes. Then you had the religious world. They also would be punished if they would use the temple as a marketplace to get rich. So God is fair in the civil world and in the religious world. And these people in this country that have destroyed this country, be assured, the scripture says that the wicked will be punished. They will be taken from off the earth. And they have a special place reserved for them called Hades, called hell, called torment and fire. And be assured that God's word says they will be punished, they will be punished. But in the meantime, in this decade that we're moving into, you need counsel. You need advice. Men can help you in maybe the direction you need to go. But King David, he thanked God. He praised God. He said, Lord, thank you for being my counselor. I thank you for counseling me. Even at night when I can't sleep because my heart is full of terror, even at night you counsel me on my bed. This is what the world needs, someone to counsel them in the day when they're awake and conscious because of the horrors that are going to come on the world. You need a counselor, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only one that can counsel you and give you honest counsel. And at night, when you are in bed and your head is full of terror, wondering what's going to happen the next day, He will counsel you in the night when your head is on the pillow and you're in a state of torment and fear. He will even counsel you at night. This is what Christ said is going to happen in this decade. Millions, millions, and billions of people are going to look to Him for counsel. Millions of Islamic people are going to look to the Lord Jesus to help them. God is going to meet them. He loves the Muslim people. He loves all people. He created mankind for His glory. But there's going to be war with the religions and with the nations and ethnics, ethnos against ethnos, race against race. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, will be back.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Okay, we're getting ready to finish the program. So, I'll tell you the truth. I won't lie to you. I'll give you the insight that the Bible gives. We are in the last 9 years before Christ returns. When this war is finished, and it will be finished, Israel will have a nation that is stable. Israel is going to own another territory or a nation. I don't know how many square miles the present day nation of Jordan is, but Israel is going to have control over that nation. So when this happens, when this war is over, when the terrorists are wiped out, and Damascus will be the cherry on the cake. When Damascus is completely, totally destroyed forever, it will never be occupied again except by sheep herders. When that city, that ancient city, Damascus, is destroyed, that war will just about be concluded. The center of all the command operations, the, you might say, the go-between between Iran and Hamas or Hezbollah or ISIS or Daesh when this city is destroyed, there will be no more operations. It will be completely, totally destroyed forever. And Syria and the people of Syria are going to continue to exist. But when that war is done, then Russia is going to come. Now, right now, this conflict in the Middle East is forcing Vladimir Putin to take his eyes off of Ukraine. He's still doing what he needs to do there. But his eyes now and his focus are more on the Middle East. And because of that, God said in Ezekiel 38:39 that all of a sudden a hook will be put in the jaw of Russia. There will be many hooks, multiple hooks, to force them to come south to a battle. And Netanyahu has, his head is turning. He has been working for a Palestinian state with the Arab people. That plan has been completely crushed. It is scuttled forever. There will never be a Palestinian state. There will be the Arab people that want to live in Israel that won't be aggressive will be allowed to live there. But there will be no Palestinian state. That one key plan that Russia had with Hamas, Hezbollah, Daesh, ISIS, all of them, is over. It's done. The Hamas, when they started, when they invaded Gaza, that destroyed any hope for a Palestinian state. I'm going to have to leave it there. Podcasts are 1360khnc.com. And to the Present Truth Program, join me on Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Program. Rick Rodriguez will continue tomorrow. We'll see what develops overnight.
Hi, my name is Sam Cheshire. My wife Lisa and I own Build Design America in Longmont, Colorado. We've been in business for over 30 years, offering full-service flooring to Northern Colorado. A few years ago, we started into Kiva Studios. We offer full-service kitchen and bath remodeling, along with a design service. We're located in Longmont at 665 Furnage Road. Our phone number is 303-772-1202. And we also offer free design services. So give us a call, 303-772-1202.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out, 970-776-0258, My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.